Section 2. Listen to three longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Watching television.
Can you please change channels, Peter?
Why? This film is supposed to be great. It's been nominated for a couple of Oscars.
Because I can't watch horror films, Peter. You know that I have nightmares every time I watch one.
Come on, Julie. It's not that scary. Look, if you don't like it, why don't you go to your room and watch TV there?
No, I'm not going to my room. There's a nice science fiction film on Channel 4, and I want to watch it here in the living room. My television isn't as big as this one, and its picture isn't as clear as this one's.
Well, sis, I got here before you, and I'm watching the horror movie. Sorry.
Watching television.
Can you please change channels, Peter?
Why? This film is supposed to be great. It's been nominated for a couple of Oscars.
Because I can't watch horror films, Peter. You know that I have nightmares every time I watch one.
Come on, Julie. It's not that scary. Look, if you don't like it, why don't you go to your room and watch TV there?
No, I'm not going to my room. There's a nice science fiction film on Channel 4, and I want to watch it here in the living room. My television isn't as big as this one. And its picture isn't as clear as this one's.
Well, sis, I got here before you, and I'm watching the horror movie. Sorry.
A vase.
What a nice vase. Is it new?
No, I've had it for a while. It was sitting in its box in the cupboard. I took it out last week.
Oh, no wonder I haven't noticed it before. Where did you get it?
It was a present from my parents when I moved into this apartment. I don't really like it, though.
Why not? I think it looks nice in here. It's certainly the right colour.
I suppose the colour's okay, but look at it. It's too big and old-fashioned. That's why I never take it out.
Well then, why don't you exchange it? You can ask your parents where they bought it and have it exchanged for something you really like.
I couldn't do that. I would hurt their feelings.
A vase.
What a nice vase. Is it new?
No, I've had it for a while. It was sitting in its box in the cupboard. I took it out last week.
Oh, no wonder I haven't noticed it before. Where did you get it?
It was a present from my parents when I moved into this apartment. I don't really like it, though.
Why not? I think it looks nice in here. It's certainly the right colour.
I suppose the colour's okay, but look at it. It's too big and old-fashioned. That's why I never take it out.
Well then, why don't you exchange it? You can ask your parents where they bought it and have it exchanged for something you really like.
I couldn't do that. I would hurt their feelings.
A mix-up.
How was your weekend, Olivia?
My weekend? Oh, you'll never guess what happened to me on Saturday.
What? Did you wake up late and miss your dance lesson again?
Stop teasing me, Tim. That's only happened twice.
Well, I'm all ears.
You see, a friend of mine was getting married, and I had to be at the church at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And I suppose you were late, as usual.
No, I wasn't, believe it or not. In fact, I got there half an hour early, at 7:30. There were lots of people there, but I didn't know anyone. And when the bride came, I saw it wasn't my friend. Can you believe it? I had gone to the wrong church.
That's crazy. What did you do next?
I called a friend of mine who had also been invited. She told me which church to go to, and I got there 5 minutes before the ceremony finished.
A mix-up.
How was your weekend, Olivia?
My weekend? Oh, you'll never guess what happened to me on Saturday.
What? Did you wake up late and miss your dance lesson again?
Stop teasing me, Tim. That's only happened twice.
Well, I'm all ears.
You see, a friend of mine was getting married, and I had to be at the church at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And I suppose you were late, as usual.
No, I wasn't, believe it or not. In fact, I got there half an hour early, at 7:30. There were lots of people there, but I didn't know anyone. And when the bride came, I saw it wasn't my friend. Can you believe it? I had gone to the wrong church.
That's crazy. What did you do next?
I called a friend of mine who had also been invited. She told me which church to go to, and I got there 5 minutes before the ceremony finished.